The 7th of December marks the 50th anniversary of the death of Kirsten Flagstad. The great Norwegian soprano had become an almost overnight sensation following her debut in New York in February of 1935. The following year, she came to London and sang at Covent Garden. The London audience heard her in The Ring Cycle as Brunhilde and in three performances of Tristan and Isolde. One of the performances of Tristan was recorded and has been issued on CD by Naxos. The recording was made by HMV engineers who placed microphones in the theatre and then operated a dual cutter so that they could record music without interruption. It was one of a number of performances recorded during the 1936 season. In 1937, Flagstad returned to London for the coronation season, marking the coronation of King Edward VI. Unfortunately for us, HMV also returned to Covent Garden in 1937 to record even more performances than they'd recorded in 1936. We're going to hear part of Act 3 of Die Walküre, recorded on May the 26th, 1937, with Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting.
Thank you. facendo che forse.
The second recording, made a few days later, on the 1st of June 1937, is part of the prologue of Götterdämmerung. Again with Furt Wengler conducting, and here Flagstad is joined by her long-term musical partner, the Danish tenor Laurits Melchior. Most of what survives from this performance, about 100 minutes in total, captures Flagstad's part. When HMV made test pressings of these recordings and sent them both to Flagstad and Melchior, Melchior's copies were destroyed during the war, and Flagstad's copies were thrown into a local fjord, but fortunately not before she had lent them to somebody else who had copied and preserved them for posterity.
einer wilden Turm, der fing mich lang in den Hof. Nun war nur einem Dorf als Eiengrund ein
the most important of the recordings made at Covent Garden in 1937 were the extensive extracts, about 85 minutes in total, from Der Fliegende Holländer. These extracts are unusual because Holländer was not an opera in Flagstad's normal repertoire, and in fact these recordings are the only examples of her singing Center in Der Fliegende Holländer live on stage. From the performance of June the 7th, 1937, conducted by Fritz Reiner, we will hear Flagstaff singing Center's Ballad from Act 2. Although HMV had recorded Tristan and Isolde in 1936, they came back to record it again in 1937. They recorded two complete performances conducted by Thomas Beecham. Flagstad and Melchior sing Tristan and Isolde in both performances, though the Brangæna and the Corvinal are different. It seems that neither performance now exists complete, but there are four complete acts from the two performances that have been preserved. We will hear part of the love duet in Act 2, taken from the performance of June the 22nd, 1937.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on the career of Kirsten Flagstad in London in 1936 and 1937. A further podcast will detail her career after the war.